Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello there and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election taking you through all 43 constituencies. If this is the first one you've listened to, we'll be bringing you the information you need to know, the seats, the seat holders, the boundaries, and the information you want to know, the infighting, the rivalries, the turf wars. I'm Rachel English. RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan is part of the furniture of the studio at this stage. He's here for all 43 episodes. And joining us from Cork is Teresa Reedy, political scientist at University College Cork. So let's move on to a new constituency, a brand new, shiny and not at all confusing constituency. It's Wicklow Wexford. Now, Barry, we always start by asking you for the seats and the seat holders, but that's kind of difficult this time.
Yeah, this is like backing a two-year-old maiden at the curragh with no form to go on. So that's what we're doing here. Wicklow Wexford, described by one, I wouldn't put it this way myself, as a quote, a bastard of a constituency. This a real butchering here. The first contest in Wicklow Wexford, predicted by some political observers to probably be the only one, and the public aren't impressed. A poll by South East Radio when this constituency was announced last September showed that 90% of people weren't happy with it at all.
Right, so this is one of those places where two counties have been joined together, or parts of two counties, and you have people in those areas saying, sure, why are we with them? We've nothing in common with them.
That's it. They're voted one way in June's elections, now are voting in this constituency as well. But ultimately, this is what the Constituencies Commission, the Electoral Commission, decided upon, that ultimately there was too much of a population in Wexford, too much of a population in Wicklow to have 2 5-seat constituencies. So let's have 2 4s and put a 3 in the middle. What a sandwich indeed.
And this is the 3-seat constituency.
This is the 3-seat constituency.
Teresa, talk to us about the boundaries.
Yeah, I mean, these were very unpopular changes. In fact, it's worth saying that it's always unpopular to breach county boundaries. You know, these are structures that have been with us all our lives. I mean, a lot of the time they're rooted in things like the GAA and kind of wider community structures. And it really tends to cause a lot of controversy when they are changed substantially, but particularly when constituencies cross county lines. So when these changes were announced, they were met with a mixture of apathy and outright hostility. And I'm not too sure how long this constituency will exist. In its current form, it's made up of territory, actually 31 electoral districts in the south of Wicklow have been combined with 41 districts from the north of Wexford. So the new constituency will run from kind of the south of Wicklow town to south of Kilmuckridge, and will include Rathdrum, Ockram, Tidyhealy in County Wicklow, and then in Wexford it will cover that part of the county that is north of Enniscorthy. So just outside Enniscorthy town will become the new boundary or the new division with the constituency line. So there were some people who kind of argued that people in North Wexford kind of tend to look more to Wicklow than perhaps down south to Wexford town. I don't know how strong that argument stands up. It's probably the case that they look more to Dublin, really, than anywhere else. It's quite a mixed constituency. Some rural areas, but of course it has some large towns as well, particularly Arklow.
Right. So because of that, and because of the fact that we're talking about two separate counties, is it safe to assume that there are a lot of different issues in this constituency?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's very much the case. It's constituted about just over 90,000 people. There are some major areas that have never turned a TD. The aforementioned Arklow actually being one that was much commented upon when this constituency was created. It combines, you know, large urban areas with fairly significant rural hinterlands. So there will definitely be quite a bit of agriculture on the agenda, and then the usual issues of housing and health. health, you know, childcare, transport, I think, particularly in the South Wicklow part, and kind of connectivity will be important. But I think in terms of thinking about voting here, geography is going to be very important, because there are distinctive county identities and not a great deal of support for the creation of this constituency. So I think kind of local and geographic factors will probably intersect and play an important role here.
So Barry, on that, is it safe again to say that Wicklow people are likely to vote for Wicklow candidates and Wexford people are likely to vote for Wexford candidates?
I think that's a very fair assumption, and the population trends perhaps would show that we're likely to get two TDs from the Wexford end and maybe one TD from the Wicklow end when all is said and done in this new three-seat constituency.
Just a reminder, and I know we say this in every episode, but the information we have is correct at the time of recording. However, nominations haven't yet closed, and more names can and probably will be added to the ticket. So, Barry, you'll be back to give us an update once things are finalised. But for now, where do you want to start?
Well, we'll start with Fianna Fáil, who have two candidates in the field, one in the Gorey direction, the other in the Arklow direction. The Gorey direction first is Senator Malcolm Byrne. Of course, he's the second shortest serving TD in Irish history following his success in the November 2019 by-election in Wexford. He often gets a very strong vote around Gorey in the old Wexford constituency, often garnering around 40% of the vote there. But in spite of his national profile, his vote would often go aground 5 or 6 kilometres outside of Gorey. He's joined on the ticket by Pat Kennedy, a Fianna Fáil councillor in Arklow, who's also quite the serial vote getter. Mm-hmm. He got almost 3,000 votes in Arklow in the local election. So Fianna Fáil running two very strong vote getters here. Now, Malcolm Byrne initially described the strategy of running two candidates as risky, that they would split the vote and would appear a free-for-all between Senator Byrne and Councillor Kennedy at the moment. Senator Byrne, of course, from Wexford, took out a full-page ad in the Wicklow Times promoting his candidacy, including pictures of him running and with the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers.
I'd say that went down well with his running mate.
Well, Pat Kennedy, my spies tell me, was spotted canvassing in Ferns and Bunclody in Wexford. So a free-for-all between the two. And it's, you would have to wonder, is that a good thing? Some people say it is. Competition, a rising tide lifts all boats in these scenarios. But also, as Malcolm Byrne says, it does run the risk of splitting the vote. For what it's worth, some people do think that Fianna Fáil, because of the strength of the two candidates, could take two seats here. But that's also prefaced that their national poll rating and most predictions for it in the election are that it'll be around in the low 20s. So it might be a tall task in a three-seat constituency.
Teresa, who else will be on the ballot paper?
Well, the Fine Gael standard bearer in this constituency is Brian Brennan. He was selected at a convention in July of this year. He's actually quite a well-known businessman. His background is in hospitality, and he also has a very prominent profile, having done an awful lot of charity work over the years. So he's quite well-known in the constituency, and Fine Gael will certainly be targeting a seat here. This is in the, you know, the back doorstep of the sitting Taoiseach, so they will absolutely be wanting to take a seat. It's not clear if they're going to run a second candidate. I don't know that a decision has been finally taken on that
yeah,
matter
was
here.
Some talk that maybe the Tinahely-based councillor Peter Stapleton might be added to the ticket, but gender quota considerations nationwide have to be taken into account there, whilst the feeling perhaps will be that Fine Gael might only be in the hunt for one seat here, given the fact that Brian Brennan, of course, is a new candidate here as well. His campaign has already been dogged by some degree of controversy. The Irish Mail reporting in August how he'd received a €10,000 write-down for personal debts totalling €10 million and quoting unnamed sources at the Fine Gael selection convention who claimed they were unaware of this fact. However, word on the ground is his campaign is gathering momentum. He often has between 50 and 60 people out with him, and Fine Gael, whilst not saying this is a certain seat, they are very, very hopeful that Brian Brennan can deliver.
And more generally, though, this constituency is very difficult to assess because a lot of the parties haven't made their decisions, and it'll be quite close to you know, the declaration of the election before we get names. We know, for example, that Sinn Féin are running councillor Fionn Tán O'Sullivan, and he'll certainly be, you know, seeking to take a seat. But some of the other candidates are not known to us. There are no sitting TDs in this constituency. So in a way, it's like a live political experiment to see what comes through. It's in the truest form because there is no incumbency complicating the situation. So it's a very interesting one, but it will be difficult to predict.
The big thing will be Arklow, though. The Wicklow Times, at the time of this recording, it's front page. Will Arklow finally get a TD? And it had an opinion poll with a sample of 200, which showed Malcolm Byrne and Fionn Tán O'Sullivan polling very well. And then Brian Brennan of Fine Gael just below Fine Gael's polling nationally, him on 13% and then 27% nationally. But again, a big health warning, as always with opinion polls as such as these. But the big push on was the people in the Wicklow half wanted an Arklow TD, the poll found. And they came up with the name, of course, independent councillor Per Leonard, who's also on the ticket as well. She's announced her candidature, and she was also elected in the local elections with quite the substantial vote, taking 20% of the first preference votes. An architectural assistant, she has a background in environmental issues as well, so she may appeal across a wide range in this new constituency.
Given what we've been saying about relatively few candidates having declared so far, and about the fact that this is such a new constituency, I'm almost reluctant to ask you to call it butcher. Go on, I will.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Independent Ireland are looking at it. They might still enter the race, and the Verona Murphy's Wexford Independent Alliance, they too are considering throwing their hat in the ring, or throwing a horse in the race. And if they do, it might well be Nicky Boland in Gorey, a councillor for them who owns a carpet business. But again, it's a tall task for anyone, especially an independent, in a constituency like this. Ultimately, when it shakes down, you're looking at one Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, and probably whatever you're having yourself, Rachel.
Teresa?
Absolutely. I think Malcolm Byrne is the best placed of the declared candidates. You know, he's very well known, and he's very capable. So he's certainly in with a very strong chance of taking the seat. And Fine Gael really, I mean, for their electoral strategy to work on the day, they really have to take a seat here, you know, because it's so close to the Taoiseach. If they don't, they're really going to kind of struggle nationally. But it's really a very open, because you know, there's no incumbent, and it's very difficult as a result to kind of predict what's going to happen here. But it's also interesting. It'll be one of the places to watch in terms of the national patterns, because it will be a kind of a pure form of
this is it. There's kind of a purity to it.
Exactly. Yes, as I said, the two-year-old maiden at the Curragh, Rachel. We could be seeing a future political superstar here. I would say, though, Arklow, I think, will elect somebody, or will coalesce maybe around a candidate. There was much chagrin locally when TDs who had been elected for the Wicklow constituency or were representing that had closed down their offices in Arklow. So I do think you see the local press coverage that there might be a coalescing around a candidate there. And at the moment, Pat Kennedy seems the strongest from that direction. But again, lots of time to go yet.
We'll leave it there for now. So, Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research, to Ruth Kennington, who was on sound, and to our producer, who was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all of our digital platforms for full coverage of the 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Now we're back in the podcast studio. Barry Lenehan is here again. Since we recorded that last conversation, we have finally got the date for the next general election and nominations have closed. So Barry, can you give us an update on where things stand now?
Well, perhaps an indicator of the reaction to this new constituency. Just 10 names going forward for election, meaning Wicklow Wexford will have the shortest ballot paper across all 43 constituencies in election 2024. Now, Aontú is putting forward Sinead Boland, a former teacher, an environmentalist. She's a lover of the Irish language and wants to preserve it. Whilst the Green Party proffer Anne Walsh, a carer, therapist and doctor electoral researcher at Maynooth University. She stood in the 2016 election in Wexford. But barring an epic upset, this contest, rather remarkably, still revolves around the same five protagonists we spoke of initially in the podcast studio. Remember, no sitting TD here at all, so a purity, if you will, to this contest. And Fine Gael now seems fully 100% confident Brian Brennan will gain a seat for the party. He's been expressing serious concerns about the lack of information regarding the constituency's new boundaries, particularly for voters residing along the edges of the area. He says there's confusion and disenfranchisement amongst voters here in Wicklow, Wexford. Fianna Fáil will definitely gain a seat here as well. It's two candidates still throwing the kitchen sink at this and at each other as well. Gorey's Malcolm Byrne courting votes in Wicklow and Rathdrum's Pat Kennedy fishing in the Model County in Wexford. Such fierce competition, might they cancel each other out? Although perhaps the suspicion is it might actually work out well for the pair. Now, Sinn Féin sources at a national level say they're confident Gorey councillor Fiontón O'Sullivan will take a seat. He's a councillor since 2014, but he's reminding people in the local media in Wicklow that he'll also be a voice for places such as Arklow, Carnew, Ockram, Rathdrum, Shillelagh and Tinahili as well. But that will be key for him, for Sinn Féin. Can he accrue those South Wicklow votes? It's a hard one to call, as otherwise the final seat here may well come down to who finishes on top in South Wicklow between Kennedy and the independent councillor Per Leonard. Remember, South Wicklow, Arklow never has had a TD at all. Leonard, of course, has a loyal voter base in Arklow town, whilst Kennedy would hold greater sway in Rathdrum, Ockram and rural areas. So might one of those elect the other? And note as well how Kennedy was quick to criticise how Wicklow didn't receive any funding in the government's €173 million large scale sports funding pot, playing in again to how South Wicklow perhaps has been bereft of a voice at a national level. So five leading protagonists still, but the full list of candidates included in constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and you'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.